Yes, and welcome back. Boy, we've had some hot, excellent conversation going on here, gang.
Whoa, and I'm a psychic, and I don't usually get into politics, but this has been grooving.
Jumping in today, girlfriend. Elena Prophet is here with me.
I'm watching your co-host.
Yeah, I know.
She is watching me.
His aura
is trying to get into my head, but I'm...
No, I'm already into your head, but I'm watching your aura just go boom, 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 and I love it.
Also, Isaiah Price is here, and you threw a monkey wrench into her bucket.
He started it.
That's what I do.
You started it, Isaiah.
He agreed with me, and then he ended up taking it from there.
Yeah, you should see what he's got set up for you when the show's over.
What?
Burner at the stake.
Just getting people to think, you know, that's my only job.
No, but you're doing it, and we love it, Isaiah. Thank you so much for coming in. JP, I need to focus on you right now, because I can see
everybody's focusing
steam
on me.
Coming out of your ears. Your eyes are red. What do you think of all this conversation we've been talking about, Bush and baby Bush? What do you think?
I get sick of these cliches about Bush and who's responsible and who really got us into the mess. You know, I did a column just a few weeks ago where I charted it, you know, and the deficit spending that has us practically bankrupt started 2007, exactly when Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi took over the Congress. And I went back and charted it all the way back into the 80s. It doesn't matter who's president. It matters when one party has both houses, and then you can watch what happens. And the Republicans, when they have both houses, they reduce the deficit. And when the Democrats have both houses, they just balloon the deficit.
Why do you think it is? The Democrats want a bunch of programs. They want the
they don't seem to understand numbers. That's what I just can't. A liberal and a number don't come together in their head or something.
Very true.
It's that logical thing. But some are creative, some are logical.
But then how come some of the liberals, I mean, and some of the people, the movie stars and stuff, are some of the richest billionaires and money makers, and
they know how to do what they love.
You don't have to be smart all the time to be rich.
And conservatives.
Well, it's balance. It's important to have balance.
I mean, look at Sean Penn.
At Sean Penn. He's a great actor.
Castro and Hugo Chavez are wonderful people.
Oh, Lord.
Well, they probably paid for his last movie. Yeah. What do you expect?
Oh, dear God, that's too cool.
So are you okay? Funding. Are you okay with us? Okay. I thought you and Isaiah would get along
Isaiah.
Isn't he great?
But he didn't say like me.
She knows I like her.
She's mostly spiritual. Political, she knows that there's politics and insects even. So she knows the dichotomy of it all. Insect politics.
I predicted a couple of our governors here too also.
Sandoval.
And a couple of our mayors would call, and I'd do it on the air, and who was going to win.
Okay, Diva.
What?
Do you see me having a very famous around the world talk show?
I already told you that.
Let's have the prediction here.
Well, I already told
that
you.
That means anything.
When I looked at your chart, I told you.
Yes, you did.
Last year.
Take on, girl.
And before I moved here, I said that your career, your life was going to be changing, going into a new direction.
Yes, you said
that you had to be patient. Mm-hmm. That I saw you building, like going into a whole different format.
Patience
doesn't
work for me.
Yeah, and a few other things we won't discuss.
Yeah, I want patience, I want them right now. That's true. Isaiah, how about you? You got a brand new. He's got a talk show. Isaiah has a talk show of his own. He's going in just to express himself and. Are you going to have guests? It's called Stimulus, right?
Yes, it's called The Stimulus. It's on 99.
Hey,
hold off there, buddy. Can't talk about that.
Oh, you can't be saying that kind of stuff on Broadview.
It's on a conservative radio station. Can we say that?
Cross the dial.
Give them your website.
But go on my Facebook. That's the best way. It's The Stimulus on Facebook.
And you're going to be talking politics and our leaders and our people who are shaking and moving our world. Is that what you're going to do?
We're talking about everything that revolves around people and about the Americans and about people that are living here in this great state of Nevada. Reno, we are going national with it, hopefully pretty soon. So
high expectations.
You and I are too.
That's what happens when you have high expectations.
Stimulus.
Stimulus. I like that.
Yeah. Well,
it could be
very stimulating.
Obama
will like that. Yeah. Stimulus. Yeah. More money.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I want to talk about is where have the stimulus dollars gone from?
Solyndra.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's
same place my savings account went. Yeah. You know.
There's just no accountability. That's my biggest issue right now with what's going on.
So when you're starting your new show?
It actually starts on the 16th on Sunday.
All right. Marvelous. Wish you a lot of luck. I think you're going to be fantastic at it.
Well, thank you.
No, I do. Yeah. You've got some great ideas. You're straightforward. You're young. Do something with it. Help us. Okay?
If I can get someone to think, then I've done my job.
Oh, I like that. Who said that? Somebody must have said it. Lincoln? No, come on. Somebody said it, right? Thank you, Isaiah, very much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You know what I was looking at here, though? The Israeli chemist that won the Nobel Prize. One of them. I mean, there were like Nobel Prizes given out, the Peace Prize. I mean, they were all given out this month, right? Mm-hmm. They don't do them all. But this was particularly of interest to me and will be to you too, Deepa. Daniel Schechtman won the 2011 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, discovery of quasicrystals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that? Mm-hmm. Is that interesting? After
Run out of his research group when he first came up with it.
Of course he was.
It's interesting to read his story.
I know. It's very interesting. Contrary to the previous belief that atoms were arranged inside crystals in symmetrical patterns, he showed that the atoms in a crystal could be packed in a pattern that could not be repeated. After all these years, and we wonder, you know, crystals, you know, you work with crystals. They have their own energy.
But we all do, and actually even what I do is I always say it's physics is what it is.
You're more quantum physics. You're into quantum physics now?
I'm reading about quantum physics. I've always thought physics was sexy.
Really?
I don't know why, but I hung out one time with somebody's doing some equations, and evidently I said what it was, and I don't remember what I said, and he said, "Oh, are you into physics?" And I said, "I don't know.
I guess."
I love astronomy.
What part of the body are you talking about?
Yeah.
Back then.
But isn't it wonderful when we stretch and there's going to be so many wonderful new medical things that are going to be coming to us?
Very controversial, his discovery. And in the course of defending his findings, he was asked to leave his research group. However, his battle eventually focused scientists to reconsider their conception of the very nature of the matter. Mm.
And Linus Pauling, you've heard the name Linus Pauling. Mm-hmm. He gave a number of lectures in which he harshly criticized this man who's now won the Nobel Prize.
You know why? Because he's a professor at the Israel Institute of Technology.
That's why.
Why he ran it.
Part of the reason why he's saying it's not.
Hey, I think the Norwegians are reading my columns because, you know, I've criticized them pretty good for the last 2 years, and they seem to have come up with a Peace Prize winners who actually had something to do with the category.
Tell me about it.
I don't know. Who are they? They're women who are working in peace in Africa?
Yes, yeah. Right.
Three women.
Yes, 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 yes.
I mean, instead of giving the Peace Prize to some lunkhead like Obama who hadn't even been in office a week when they nominated him, or Al Gore, what the heck is he winning the Peace Prize for? They actually went out and found somebody who deserved the Peace Prize.
Actually took some action.
There's three women. I saw that. Yeah. I can't remember their name, but they're incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, the Nobel Peace Prize was becoming a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But you keep saying, the more you put that out
and
voice it, that let's get people that are doing hands-on, getting their hands dirty into the helping of others. Like, the more you have that on your site, the more popular it'll be, too.
Really? Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, Moment of Common Sense with JP. So stick around. Thank you very much, Deepa, my girl, Elena Prophet.
I love all of you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you very much,
God
Isaiah
bless.
Price.
Thanks
be
for
in
having
light.
Me.
You'll be listening to Stimulus.
Stimulus.
But you're with Broadview right now.
I'm with Broadview.
Yeah, there you go. Say it again, one more time.
I'm with Broadview. All Listen, right. Think.
Broadview.
Listen on Broadview and think.
1270, The Buzz. International Academy of Style, a Redken School of Cosmetology, presents Frightmare 2011. For 7 years, Reno endured the terror. Now, after 5 years of uneasy peace and uncertainty, it has returned to extract its vengeance. No one is safe from the unholy resurrection of Frightmare. The legendary Halloween Terror Fest returns as Frightmare 2011 rises from the depths of hell to the Legends parking lot in front of Shields in Sparks. Just off Highway 80. 90,000 square feet of scares, thrills, and dark-hearted fun. The evil 3D Clown Town, Rikers Island Prison, and the Black Hole. Log on to FrightMare2011.com for tickets, times, and more information. Not recommended for kids under 8.
Well, not enough meat.
People with heart problems. Or the pregnant.
Demon spawn, okay.
Frightmare 2011. Now open Thursday through Sunday.
Sponsored in part by Chester's Reno Harley-Davidson. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back, and thank you for joining us for Broadview. I had such a great time with Elena Prophet today. Isn't she something?
She's something.
She's a wild girl, but she knows her stuff.
Takes one to know one.
See, she snuck right up on me. And Isaiah, you added some great stuff to the conversation. We've made JP awfully uncomfortable today.
I am like not that. Uncomfortable.
Yes, you are. Like it.
I am. Maybe a little.
So what we're going to do right now, it's time for JP's Common Sense, and it's being brought to you today by Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op, which has an online national directory. Also, he supports local economic recovery. Choose local first. Remember this, people. LiveLocalRenoSparks.com. LiveLocalRenoSparks.com. They're at 1301 Cordon. In Reno. And now, JP's moment of common sense.
All righty then. Across the nation, stupidity was rampant this week. A swarm like congressmen around an open bar. Somebody was handing out free stupid pills somewhere. We had scary stupid from President Obama. We had funny stupid from those seedy-looking ne'er-do-wells protesting Wall Street. And we even had silly stupid from Monday Night Football, which fired Hank Williams Jr. for expressing conservative political opinions. That's right. In case you haven't heard, we don't get to hear Mr. Williams singing All My Rowdy Friends on Mondays anymore. I've got news for ESPN. Sometimes the best...